Welcome to Media Nouveau, a podcast series exploring new media, old media, and the murky area in between.
We're students in David Morgan's New Media Writing class at Emory University.
Throughout the semester, we will discuss and question different facets of the ever-changing media landscape,
examining the ways in which we interact with and shape media. Each episode will explore a publication,
so that the series as a whole will articulate our own definition of these genres.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Media Nouveau. I'm Katie.
And I'm Tommy, and we're your hosts for today.
So in this episode, we're going to consider Patients Like Me, a free website that crowdsources data from individuals living with chronic illnesses in order to create recommendations for industries and other patients.
Throughout the episode, we will answer the question, what are the benefits and drawbacks of publicly sharing private health information via a new media platform such as Patients Like Me?
So what exactly is Patients Like Me? On their About page, co-founder and chairman Jamie Haywood is quoted saying, "We started with the assumption that patients had the knowledge we needed rather than we had the knowledge they needed. We didn't have the answers, but patients had the insights that could help us collectively find them." I think this statement effectively sums up the goals of Patients Like Me, to gather data in order to ameliorate treatment for people living with chronic diseases based on the intimate understanding of the people themselves. People sign up for a Patients Like Me profile and self-submit various forms of health-related information, ranging from typical demographic data to blog-like updates on how one is feeling on a given day to specific numerical rankings of certain treatments for individual symptoms of an illness. Users also have the ability to choose whether or not to make that information publicly accessible in order to contribute to Patients Like Me's research initiative, following their Give Data, Get Data philosophy. Patients Like Me then shares that data with, quote, the industry, so meaning pharmaceutical companies, physicians, and other people who might benefit from the data, with the goal of developing better products, services, and care for patients.
Yeah, that sounds pretty revolutionary, especially considering how protected health information usually is, given HIPAA regulations and just the general need to keep such intimate information private. And HIPAA is still highly in use in physicians' offices today. Last summer, I worked in a pediatric office, and the doctor would always remind me to never call the patients by their first and last name, and just usually call them baby or kiddo. And when their parents came to sign their kids in, we would always have to black out their names with a marker. So even now, patient privacy is a major concern among many physicians. So how do they convince people to share their private health information?
I think it all goes back to that give data, get data philosophy. They sum it up in their openness policy, saying that they believe when patients share real-world data, collaboration on a global scale becomes possible, and therefore new treatments become possible, speeding up the pace of research.
Yeah, that sounds a lot like collective intelligence applied to the real-world medical decisions and research. The users of Patients Like Me are not considered experts in the traditional sense, like they don't have PhDs or MDs or any kind of specialized training in regards to medicine. However, they have the unique expertise brought on by lived experience. Their subjective self-reports of daily symptoms, reactions to treatments, and other inputs provide insight into life with a chronic disease that a physician would never be able to communicate to a patient. So when each individual's knowledge and experience is amassed in Patients Like Me database, a researcher or healthcare provider can easily access a type of consensus beyond simply the biophysical aspects of treatment and disease. Typically, medical research takes extremely long and a large amount of resources. But with Patients Like Me, more data points can be generated in far less time.
I think it's also important to mention that people also become a lot bolder behind the anonymity of the internet. So one might be more likely to give an honest report on a platform like Patients Like Me than they would be in a face-to-face meeting with their physician or in a focus group. The element of honesty has the potential to contribute massively to the development of new pharmaceuticals, both in terms of providing honest feedback so that companies can tailor their products towards patient needs and speeding up the research process significantly. In fact, Patients Like Me recently partnered with Shire Pharmaceuticals to connect patient-generated health data from Patients Like Me to genotype and physiological data in order to better Shire Pharmaceuticals' ability to meet the specific needs of patients with rare diseases. Patients Like Me eliminates the need for patients to travel far distances to reach a research center, as well as accounts for the subjective input of patients in data collection.
Besides research, I could also see patients like me data being applied in a healthcare setting. The National Quality Forum released a report citing the potential for platforms such as Patients Like Me to develop more patient-centered care. So, like, a healthcare provider can understand the priorities of an individual of individuals living with chronic diseases and their reactions to certain treatments, which would result in better care for the patients. Instead of physicians always being considered the expert, Patients Like Me allows for a patient's voice to be heard when barriers such as health literacy restrict communication between the physician and the patient. Physicians can also report this data, as well as refer patients to Patients Like Me upon a new diagnosis, which can help alleviate some of the stress associated with new diagnosis of chronic diseases.
That's true. Many skeptics, however, have questioned the validity of patient-centered data. The data might be skewed by inconsistent reporting from users. For instance, a patient might be more likely to use the site when their symptoms are severe. I worked on a project last semester looking at message boards for people living with chronic diseases, specifically MS, to communicate with each other, and I saw that most people only use the site during the long, confusing diagnosis process or during flare-ups. And after that, usership usually dropped off. And I think that's a trend that might be similar in a site like Patients Like Me. So one chart would show data points with low mood or severe symptoms for a straight month, let's say, and then be completely blank for the next month when she was feeling better. They may also misattribute certain experiences or symptoms to a medication when it's really due to an external factor. And it's important to notice that traditional data collection processes have means of weeding out this data. So someone who doesn't report their symptoms consistently in a randomized control trial would have their data thrown out. But I couldn't find any data selection processes on Patients Like Me's website, so they probably collect whatever is put out there, regardless of quality.
So how does Patients Like Me get around HIPAA regulations, given that health information, such as what is on their website, is usually protected?
I think Patients Like Me works around the HIPAA regulations by making the website completely voluntary for the patients and excluding the first and last name of the person on their public profile. Patients Like Me also claims that they use a secure hosting provider for the site and that they have systems to prevent personal identification from leaking out. So essentially, Patients Like Me users maintain their anonymity on the site in that people can browse through one's charts and blog entries without ever knowing the identity of the individual.
In a survey of Patients Like Me users, found that 94% of users would be willing to share their health information on social media if it helps doctors improve care, even though a majority of those surveyed also understand that the data could be used negatively.
Wow, that's a really important finding.
Yeah.
But do you think that these measures are enough to protect people?
So the very idea that Patients Like Me is a website that is a public realm of patient information can be its downfall. The website provides all the data you would need to identify a person except for their name, but critics such as Jim Edwards, cited in the description, have pointed out that one could reverse engineer to find a patient's full legal name. And essentially, Patients Like Me can't do anything if their data is stolen by a third party. And he also mentions that ultimately, Patients Like Me is a business selling this information and profiting off of patient-created data.
And this issue becomes especially problematic when you apply it to the fragile state of healthcare insurance in our country right now. There are various bills being considered right now that either revise or repeal the Affordable Care Act, and it's unclear whether individuals with pre-existing conditions will be protected in the near future. For instance, if a patient had provided all of their medical history on an online website like Patients Like Me, insurance companies can mine the Patients Like Me data in order to identify pre-existing conditions of an individual and then deny them their benefits or coverage. And that's why sharing personal information on Patients Like Me can be so risky and dangerous. What if you have a family history of cancer, you're diabetic, and you use an expensive medication? All of that data is present on Patients Like Me, and if you reverse engineer it, like that critic was saying, to find your name, you may not be able to access insurance coverage. And these factors need to be considered when you're thinking about participating in platforms such as Patients Like Me. Ultimately, the big question here is, do you think that these drawbacks overpower the potential benefits?
So it's very hard to give a straight cut yes or no answer, but as a whole, I would side with the potential benefits. Even though the Affordable Care Act repeal talks have been in the air, I think it will be difficult for the repeal to win votes because the Affordable Care Act was already a compromise between the Democratic and Republican parties. And so given these difficulties, I think the benefits that come from participating in platforms such as Patients Like Me provide enough motives to continue using these sites.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that the potential to include patients themselves in healthcare delivery and research is a revolutionary development. In order to crowdsource info and improve and speed up research, there has to be some concessions on patient privacy, and for me, that's okay. Since it's completely voluntary to use the site, and most users are already aware of potential problems, I think that Patients Like Me is ethically sound, and it could be considered a really valuable resource. So, even though there are drawbacks, Patients Like Me is ultimately a positive contribution to healthcare research and delivery.
Thank you for listening to our chat about Patients Like Me on Media Nouveau this week. We'd like to thank our executive producer, David Morgan, as well as our line producer, Christine.
Tune in next week for more discussion about the ever-changing new media landscape.